Welcome to the Martial Arts Business Podcast, helping martial arts club owners grow, develop, and scale their schools with marketing, retention, systems, staff, branding, social media, and much more, giving you the tools and skills to become a black belt in business. Here's your host, 3 times world martial arts champion, award-winning school owner, successful business coach, and number one best-selling author, Gordon Burcham.
Hi, welcome to another edition of the Martial Arts Business Podcast. I'm Gordon Burcham. It's great to be here. It is actually Friday right now and really looking forward to a great weekend. So I wanted to share with you, as we're here on a Friday, F for Friday, F for Facebook, and talking specifically around Facebook. And it's so interesting to me right now. I mean, there is so many Facebook gurus out there in different agencies, not just in the martial arts world. I'm talking about globally around the world, teaching Facebook ads. And I believe that it's, you know, I've been teaching Facebook ads for a good 8-9 years, and around Facebook, using social media, is actually one of the pioneers, I believe, in the UK martial arts arena of running Facebook effectively to grow your school. And over the years, it's developed, and there's loads more people teaching Facebook ads. What's interesting to me, and it came apparent with one of my sales ladies, she's speaking to lots of martial arts school owners who have invested money in Facebook ad agencies, etc., and they still haven't got a bloody clue what they're doing, and in the sense of the school owner doesn't. One guy had spent £15,000 and still has no idea how to use Facebook ads. And here's what I've realised from that. It's all complicated, made complicated, when it is actually really simple. Facebook ads made simple is something that I really believe that you need to focus on, because it's not difficult at all. And here's what I want to share. We're going to share with you a couple of tips and tricks here around that. So first of all, and this is really, really important, understand this. Facebook wants you to win. I've had people say, yeah, Facebook just want to take your money. Well, no, that's not a very good business model. Facebook absolutely want you to win with your ads. They want you to succeed. And the reason they want you to succeed is not because they want you to grow. It's so that you spend more money with them. Because if your ads work, you spend more money. It's very, very simple. So you've got to remember that Facebook want you to win. And that's really, really important. The reason your ads are not winning is because you're rubbish. And that doesn't mean, don't take that derogatory, you just haven't learned it yet, okay? And, you know, there's the old saying, but what I learned around my building my business is, it's never that you can't, it's that you haven't learned to yet. And I think it's because it's overcomplicated. So it's really, really important to understand Facebook and how that can help you grow your school. Now, the first element of building your Facebook leads, etc., first part is around content, creating great content, creating great education. The most important thing, and I think this still goes unnoticed, and I've actually been teaching this for years, you have to think of marketing like a billboard. And I want you to think about this. When you first, they put a big billboard up, you see the billboard. You drive past that and you see it the second time and the third time. But you drive past that 10 times, you don't see the billboard. Okay? And what happens is, you don't see it because you've been seeing it enough, you forget about it. Your mind stops looking at it. And I'm sure you've done that many, many times. And then the new billboard goes up, and then you see the new billboard. Does that make sense? It's always been there, you just haven't seen it. What they've done is they've freshened it up, and now you see it. Okay, so that's really, really important. And what content does, it keeps it fresh. And having, you know, 2, 3, 4 bits of content on your page, a live video, pictures, etc., all the stuff that you will know, and then getting that out to more of your, just using Ads Manager to raise an awareness of that post in your local community. It's really simple to do. You know, kids could do this, and just spend some money for people in your local area to see you, your videos and pictures, etc., with no call to action. That's really, really important. So they keep seeing you in different ways, i.e. via video, via picture, via collage, etc. And all they're doing is that's building up a picture of you. There's no sales in it, so they don't switch off. It's just building up a picture of you. But it's because it's different all the time, they keep seeing it. Their RAS is up, and they can keep seeing you. So that's really, really important. And the idea of that is very simple. When you create Facebook ads, here's what most people do. Is they do some content on their page, a little bit of a live video once a month, or they do a few pictures and videos. But here's what happens. They don't. And you don't use the boost button, but I'm going to use the word boost. Boost or push that to people in your local area. They don't do that. And what that means is the only time they really spend any money is on an ad. Okay, because number one, on Facebook, for instance, you post content, but most people don't see it, right? Which means that the only time they see you is when you're selling. I really want you to get this. So you might put £100 on a Facebook ad. Now, here's the problem. Do you buy from something you've seen once? No. You always buy as a human being. You buy having seen it many, many times, building a picture up of it, and finally you decide to take action and go to that restaurant that you've been looking at and seeing, etc. Okay? Really, really important to understand. That's the same in your martial arts business. But if you're only spending money on your ads, your sales ad, free trial, course, etc., then what happens is it's reaching them, but they're thinking about it. Then you reach those people, then it spends the money and you go, oh, Facebook ads don't work. I spent all this money and I only got 4 leads or whatever that is, right? So here's the thing. If you've already prepped them with content because you have paid a little bit of money for more people to see you, here's the power of this. Now they've seen you and seen you and seen you with your content. Then when they see your ad, they are more likely to click and book because they are more confident. This is really, really important. And most people don't talk about this enough. Here's a good top tip for you. You know when you say your ads don't work? Here's what I want you to do. If you do a Facebook ad, and we're going to talk lead formats here, okay? Here's what I want you to do. Is I want you to look at your Facebook ad, and I want you to spend £100, £200, whatever it is you normally spend. First thing you look at is, how many people has this advert reached? Facebook is getting that out to people. So when you look at it, you say, well, it's 4,000, 5,000, 10,000 people. Great. Facebook have done its job. Facebook have done its job. It's put it out to people, right? But what you got to remember is 10,000 people have seen it, for instance. And the reason you're getting a low opt-in is because of confidence. And that is down to you not, I put in enough content now, or warming the audience up enough so it's reaching people, but they're not booking. Does that make sense? Really, really important. So when you run your content strategy and you're consistent with that and more people are seeing them, then when you do your ads, what happens is you get a lower cost per lead, because now when they're seeing it, they've seen your content, then when they see your ad, they opt in quicker, which means you have more people opting in and creating a lead for you, which means that the lower cost per lead. That's how it works, right? Really, really simple. Now, you can make that really complicated or simplistic, right? Now, here's the thing. I'm going to be controversial here now. You can use something called YouTube. YouTube's brilliant, right? Because it says how to run a Facebook ad, right? It's really, really good, right? And you can learn how to do Facebook ads, right? Really, really simple. But the biggest thing is you've got to make sure that you are consistent with your content. Variety is the spice of life. Variety with your Facebook ads. And making sure that content is out there regularly. Push that out by every day, just once a day, pushing that. Spend £10, £5, whatever, to your local community. Do that. And then run your ads, and you will see a drop in your cost per lead. That's what will happen, okay? Because now more people have seen you, they're more confident, etc. The other thing I want you to think about is your website. So we do tests on this as well. So we run Facebook ads. My Facebook ads manager, she was like, wow, in our one, we get like cost per lead at around £1, £2, £3 per lead, right? But in our full-time facility location, we've been going for 25 years, it's a little bit more saturated. We're a bit more well-known. It's less, if you like, new and fresh. So they're a lot higher. And she'd spend £600 and thought she only had 10 leads. You know, £60 a lead or something. I think it might have been a bit more than that. And she was worried. But then we realised, then I said, no, let's have a look at what we've got from the website as well. Because she was looking at cost per lead, as in per lead on Facebook ads. And she realised that there was loads of people who had gone to the website and opted in on the website as well, which meant that when you pulled it all together, the Facebook ads, because not everyone opts in on a Facebook ad, they then went to the website as well because they'd seen the ad. So instead of filling in the lead form ad, they went to the website. And on the website, they filled out a form for a free class. And then we put that together. And I think she had 25, 30 leads there. And then that cost per lead seemed a lot lower. Does that make sense? So you've got to think of people's behaviors. Really, really important. I had a client as well actually sharing that he goes, I'm doing Facebook ads, but the problem is they're messaging me. Okay? And they're messaging me asking questions. I said, congratulations, that's amazing. He said, but I'm doing lead formats, I want to get leads. I said, well, someone putting their hand up and asking the question is a bloody lead. Nurture them. Do what you need to do. He's like, yeah, but I haven't got the phone number. Yeah, but they want to talk to you on Facebook Messenger. Speak to them on Facebook Messenger. Oh, yeah, that's a lead. And marketing is just to get them to do something. whether it's filling a lead format, click a messenger button, whatever that is, or go to your website. Does that make sense? So this lead format's been going out, and he's basically saying they won't fill in the lead format, but they are messaging me. And I goes, good, congratulations. Yeah. And like I said to my ads manager, she's like, oh yeah, but they've gone to the website. Good, congratulations. Your ad, just because they chose to go to your website or they go to Messenger, doesn't mean you failed. It means we're winning. Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, so, and that's where we're at right now with ads. And I think it's people are complicating this far too much. So if you're listening to this podcast, we are running a Facebook Ads Made Simple portion of our new event, which is completely free for martial arts business owners. The date is in March the 14th and the 24th. Okay, so March the 14th and 24th, they are free. It's a free event. It's available in-house, in-person, and online, completely free for a full day with us. So I want to be able to teach people Facebook ads, how to do it simply and effectively, Facebook ads made simple, so you never have to do anything but just follow them guides again and do what is simple. If you like this bit of content, if you like the this podcast here, go over it again. And here's what I want you to do. I want to share it in the community, etc. If you do run your ads, run it simple. Yeah, follow the strategy I've just said, content and ads, and keep it really, really simple and see the development of your leads that come in over time. Take care. Speak to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Martial Arts Business Podcast. You can follow Gordon personally on Facebook at Black Belt in Business. Also, join our free Facebook group, Martial Arts Business Mastery Community, for some great advice, tips, and support on building your martial arts empire. Keep learning, developing, and growing, and you will become a black belt in business.